Why your brain thinks it's in danger. You've gone through stressful situations in your life before, probably really intense things. And once the stressor went away, your brain recognized that there was no threat and you went back to baseline. You went back to normal. Why are you experiencing these symptoms now? Why is it that your brain can't accept that it's safe in this moment? And I always was told that this was just anxiety. And I've told myself, look, I've had anxiety before. I've been stressed about things, but this is different. And so in this video, I want to explain why your brain thinks it's in danger and how this is different than any other stressor you've dealt with in the past. And the purpose of this video is help you realize that these sensations, these symptoms that you're experiencing has nothing to do with the body and everything to do with the brain. So let's get started. So if you don't know who I am, if you're new to the channel, my name is Sean. We help people around the world overcome their symptoms and go back to living. We don't teach coping tricks, managing techniques, none of that stuff. Just the core principles to help you heal and overcome this. Now, I'm not going to be talking about the principles of recovery. If you want to know the principles of recovery, I can make hundreds of videos on that. But I think the best place to start is a free ebook that I've written out when I was struggling with these intense symptoms and I just couldn't figure it out. If I had just been told these important things, my recovery journey would have just taken off. So the ebook is down below. It's a great place to start your healing journey. Check it out. Now, that being said, the reason why I wanted to make this video is because I got a great comment from somebody. And this comment was on the YouTube channel, and it basically went like this. It says, "Thank you so much for all your videos. Can you please make a video that explains why the stress system becomes so sensitive? I've experienced stress before, but nothing like this. Why am I experiencing symptoms even when there's nothing wrong?" And that question really hit me because it was one of my biggest questions. When I was dealing with these symptoms, I would go to the doctors and they would say, it's just anxiety. Like, it was in my head, but I didn't understand that because my symptoms were so intense. My symptoms were so physical that when they told me it was just in my head, it was almost like they're telling me, no, you're not actually experiencing symptoms. You're probably just nervous. And I remember thinking, I was like, are you kidding? These symptoms are intense. You're telling me I have anxiety? I've had stressful situations in my life. Like, you don't know my life. I've gone through stuff. This is different. And what would happen was I would just feel like the doctor was just incompetent. I'm like, this doctor doesn't know what they're talking about. Like, I hear all these things about doctors misdiagnosing people. I've never had such a bad experience with a doctor. I'm going to go to another doctor. And then I went to another doctor and they said the same thing. And then eventually I could tell the doctors would get a little bit nervous anytime they would use the word anxiety around me because they knew I would react in like a agitated, irritated manner because I would keep saying, dude, there's something wrong. Like, can you like fix me and like quit saying that this is all in my head? Like, it feels like you're almost gaslighting me. But I didn't understand this perspective, which was all of this was being caused by my brain. Now, what was happening? Why was it that I've experienced stressful situations in the past and not experienced symptoms like this? But right now I was experiencing symptoms. And theoretically, there was nothing going on in my life that was really causing this. The answer is nervous system sensitization. And it's something I talk about almost in every single video here. Now, what is nervous system sensitization? Look, your body is designed to handle stress. These stressors can be whatever it wants, right? It can be, you know, getting chased by a tiger. It can be an exam. It can be relationship issues. Your nervous system is designed to handle stress. And quite honestly, it's very resilient. So anytime you have stress, your nervous system was strong enough. It's almost like a muscle in many ways where it could handle the stress. However, sometimes the stress can be so strong, so overwhelming that your nervous system almost gets shocked. Oftentimes, this can happen for many people with having their very first panic attack. You have a panic attack and it's so intense that it just shocks your nervous system. Now, a panic attack ends, right? Every panic attack ends. Now, when a panic attack ends, you would think that your nervous system would go back to normal, right? You've handled stressful situations before. When the stressor gets done, when the stressor is gone, your nervous system like calms down on its own, right? And this situation, when the stressor hits what we call the stress threshold, when it becomes so overwhelming, your nervous system adjusts. It's almost like a volume knob. What happens is that it changes its frequency. What happens is your nervous system becomes more sensitive. So what that means is that normal stressors that you might be able to handle, now your nervous system will overreact in many ways. So like, for example, a stressor like take an exam. Let's say you had to take an exam, right? You might be a little bit nervous. Now you go and your body is just like sending alarm signals. You are experiencing intense symptoms. And what happens is that people experience that and they get completely thrown off. There's almost like the shock value. They don't understand why are they experiencing such intense symptoms. I've done this before. I've taken an exam before. Like, why is it so intense? And the natural conclusion that comes up is there must be something wrong. There must be something that's causing this. It must be physical, right? And this is why people go to the doctors. This is why I kept going to the doctors. And they were just saying, no, you just have health anxiety. But really what was going on was I was experiencing intense symptoms. These were real symptoms. And so because they were so physical, I assumed that the problem was physical, right? So, you know, if you have a physical problem, might be the cause of it is because it's physical. But what I didn't realize was that what happened was that after my first panic attack, and at that time, I didn't even know it was a panic attack, my nervous system frequency changed. It became more sensitive. Now, normal stressors that I could handle were almost over-exaggerated. I was experiencing more symptoms. I was experiencing intense anxiety, intense discomfort, just from normal things, just from things that, you know, never brought me stress. In fact, maybe even brought me some joy, you know? Going to the grocery store was something I enjoyed, and now I can't even go. You know, I feel like going to the grocery store feels like I'm getting chased by a tiger. I'm getting such intense symptoms. So it's important to understand that the difference between why you're experiencing symptoms now, why your brain thinks that it's in danger all the time, and you handling stress before all this is simply the fact that your nervous system is sensitized. Even though you went through stressors in the past, your nervous system could handle it. This time, the stress became so intense, it was so real, you hit your stress threshold that your nervous system became sensitive. Now, I want to make this clear. Your nervous system isn't broken, right? Your nervous system isn't shot and like you've destroyed your nervous system in some way. That's not true. In fact, your nervous system is designed for this. Your nervous system has a safety mechanism specifically for this, and it's called sensitization. Your nervous system becoming sensitive, your brain thinking fight or flight all the time, it's designed for situations like this. This isn't something that you just broke. Your nervous system is not that fragile. It's just that you've gone through a deeper layer of survival. And so what's happened is that your brain has gone into this constant fight or flight mode because your nervous system is sensitized. And that is because you experienced the stressor that made you hit what we call a stress threshold, and your nervous system became sensitive. Now that your nervous system is sensitive, well, how do you reverse it? Like I mentioned, you can try breathing techniques. You can try yoga. You can try diet changes. You can try, you know, Wim Hof method. You can try all these other things. It's fun. That's cool. But the best way is that you got to teach your nervous system again what's a threat and what's not. It's almost like learning how to walk again. Your nervous system is on edge. It doesn't believe anything. It's like, no, everything is danger, danger, danger. Your brain thinks everything is danger, danger, danger. You have to show it that not everything is dangerous. Not everything is a tiger that's out to get you. And so how do you do that? By responding to the symptoms, by responding to the discomfort. The brain on its own will give signals of safety. The brain itself will start feeling safe. You don't need to do anything to showcase that, you know, you are safe. You just need to respond, and then the brain will learn on its own, right? Being on this fight or flight mode takes energy, it takes resources, it takes work. And so when it realizes that it doesn't need to do that, it will naturally calm down on its own. So I hope this helps. I hope this gives some clarity. I hope that you understand why this is different than what you experienced before. The best way to overcome this, look, it's not overnight. It's not going to be linear. It's going to feel like three steps forward, two steps back. In this case, these are one of those things that I always recommend having a guide or somebody walk you through the recovery journey. It's a journey. and it's a beautiful journey. So I hope this video helps. If you want to know the 5 steps of overcoming these anxiety symptoms once and for all, like looking at it from a long view, I'll put a link right here to the 5 steps to overcoming anxiety symptoms for good. Thank you for watching. I'll see you in the next one.